Random House Audio presents Blood and Beauty by Sarah Dunant. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Historical note. By the late 15th century, the map of Europe would show areas broadly recognizable to a modern eye. France, England, Scotland, Spain, and Portugal were on their way to becoming geographical and political entities run by inherited monarchies. In contrast, Italy was still a set of city-states, making the country vulnerable to invasion from outside. With the exception of the Republic of Venice, most of these states were in the hands of family dynasties. In Milan, the House of Sforza, in Florence, the Medici, in Ferrara, the Este, and in Naples and the south, the Spanish House of Aragon. In the middle of all this sat Rome, a bear pit of various established families jockeying for position, but also, more importantly, the seat of the papacy. While the Pope's earthly territories were modest and often leased out to papal vicars, his influence was immense. As head of the church, the man himself, usually Italian, controlled a vast web of patronage throughout Europe, and as God's representative on earth, he could and did wield spiritual power for strategic and political ends. With Catholicism reigning supreme and corruption in the church endemic, it was not uncommon to find popes amassing wealth for themselves and favoring the careers and well-being of those in their families, in some cases, even their own illegitimate children. Such was the situation in the summer of 1492, when the death of Innocent VIII left the papal throne in Rome empty, ready for its new incumbent. Part 1. We have a